This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, June 13th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. Around the world, more unionists are being physically attacked and murdered, while the number of countries denying the basic rights of workers is increasing. C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The world has seen a dramatic rise in the number of countries where physical violence against unionists is taking place, and often condoned. That is the main conclusion of a new survey of countries undertaken by the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national labor centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. In its fourth annual Global Rights Index, the ITUC reports on attacks on union members in 59 countries, a 10% increase over last year. The index cites 11 countries where unionists were murdered, including Italy, Mexico, Brazil, the Philippines, and Venezuela. The ITUC report was released at the annual conference of the UN's International Labour Organization, taking place in Geneva from June 5th to 16th. In releasing the report, Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the ITUC, said the attacks on unionists and union rights in many countries has increased economic inequality. Working people, she said, are being denied basic rights to organize and bargain collectively for their fair share. This is driving right-wing populism and threatening democracy itself, she said. The challenge, Ms. Burrow said, is for governments to accept their responsibility to govern for all people, not just in the interests of big business, by enacting laws that respect international labor standards. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
The attack on workers, as outlined in the ITUC's Global Rights Index, is not constrained to economically poor countries. Even more prosperous countries, such as Australia, have embarked on systematic denial of basic worker and union rights. Jed Carney is the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, the ACTU. She was one of the labor leaders who addressed the delegates attending the ILO conference in Geneva.
What an honour it is to be in this House, representing, as I do, nearly 2 million union members in Australia, and indeed nearly 12 million workers of our country. Workers who more and more are struggling to achieve justice and rights with a government that we believe is legislating against trade unions, against trade union rights, in particular against the right to properly organise and freely associate. It is well documented by many of the world's respected institutions, such as the OECD and the IMF, that when workers are organised and union rights are respected, economies are more stable, standards of living are higher, and political and social cohesion is better maintained. It is now also well understood that much of the unrest that we are seeing in the developed world right now is directly related to the disenfranchisement and isolation of people who do not have the dignity of a job or a living wage, yet who see great wealth and power all around them. More and more, we are pushed to use language that does not tell the real story of the struggle of workers. This at a time when hard-fought for and well-established labour rights around the world are under attack, like in Australia. A time when migrant workers are shipped around the world like commodities, so often supplying their labour without rights, without safety, without respect and dignity, and when workers in nations struggling to establish better labour standards are shot or imprisoned. In Australia, a wealthy and prosperous country, workers' wages are stagnant, while profits and labour productivity are high. Essentially, workers are not getting their fair share of the country's wealth. The cash economy is thriving, and workers' wages are often being stolen by employers who flout the law and undermine labour standards. Migrant workers are exploited by business with threats of deportation. Asylum seekers have no work rights. Most employers, of course, do the right thing, but their competitiveness is undermined by the growing number of companies whose business model is to deny workers of their rights. Labour is not a commodity. Freedom of expression and of association are essential to sustained progress. Poverty anywhere constitutes a danger to prosperity everywhere, and the war against want requires it to be carried on with unrelenting vigour within each nation and by continuous and concerted international effort, in which representatives of workers, employers, enjoying equal status with governments, join with them in free discussion and democratic decision with a view to common welfare.
I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.